Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, welcome to part two for the first episode of season 10. This is Seal Our Fate. Make sure you've already listened to part one to get all caught up on the Richard and the Heather of it all. Now, we are going to start this episode with everybody's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland! And this segment of Living in Shondaland... I'm sorry, Living in Shondaland. Live-in. In Shondaland.
living.
We're living for living in Shondaland. This segment of Living in Shondaland is brought to you by us. We are so, so proud to constantly bring you guys content. Please make sure you are following the Grays podcast, the Instagram account at Grays Academy Pod. Follow me. At carmen.gabriel.official and follow at chaotically Kelsey for the Kelsey. And please hit that 5-star button wherever you listen, that like, review, that follow, that subscribe, that comment. Do all those things. It definitely helps the algorithm continue to find people who love us and love Grays. Again, we've been loving seeing all of the Wrapped stuff this year. So definitely make sure you are sharing that. Tag us on your Instagram story if you're sharing on Instagram. If you want to tag us in your Instagram feed, make sure you're doing that if you want to share us there. But any shares definitely go a long way. We really appreciate it. Tell all your friends, tell all your family. And with that, and then also, you know, Patreon. Patreon's cool too. So with that,
yes, please.
Let's do the guessing game.
Two.
Wow. All those people and only two.
Yeah, I know.
I'd be pissed if I was you. I'm going to make two guesses and I'm not going to make any more guesses. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to nail it right off the bat. It's Sasha and the captain. Nailed it.
You did not. It is the captain and a firefighter.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I really felt good with that guess. I felt good with... If it wasn't either one of those two, I was going to guess the lady, the crown molding lady.
Yeah, I thought she was. But she was not. So Lenny is played by Josh Clark. He is in one episode of How to Get Away with Murder and one episode of Scandal. And Aaron Scotty is a firefighter, and he is in 5 episodes of Scandal.
Which firefighter? Is he like a main person?
No.
Just a guy.
Arbitrary as fuck. Just a guy.
This is kind of an intense storyline as well.
Yeah, so there's a mudslide as a result of the storm. So
and for the record, everyone listening, not the good kind of mudslide where you go to an ice cream store and you order the mudslide. and you get like Oreo and cookie dough and maybe some gummy worms in there. No, this is the bad mudslide. This is the murderous mudslide. Ooh, good alliteration. The murderous mudslide.
Murderous it's like a villain. Mudslide.
It's like a villain name. Like the, what's the dirty bubble or the, what's the other bubble. SpongeBob villains?
Oh, right. Right. SpongeBob apparently is doing a collab with Burger King.
I have heard about this, but I've not seen it. Also, I forgot that Jessica told me that a guy in Wicked, the Bach guy, who I think becomes the Tin Man. At one point, he's the guy who left his wife and newborn baby for Ariana Grande.
Yes.
And he's SpongeBob. So very
in
interesting.
The musical, not the
The
show.
Musical. Yeah, I know. But he's still SpongeBob.
Yes, it's interesting. It's interesting.
He looks kind of like a SpongeBob.
Yeah, he does a good job. I've seen clips of it. It was good casting, I'll say that much for sure. Okay, so we're in the mudslide. We are stressed because the ER, again, they're like, we're going to close the ER because it's really bad. And then they're like hell you are. We got all these motherfuckers and all the other hospitals here suck ass. So we're bringing them here anyways. Good luck. Sorry, you don't have any medicine. So that's not great. So they're bringing in, obviously, all the injured civilians. And then also the first responders are being injured as well. So Sasha is one that we meet right away. She's got her leg is like crushed, but also she has a huge like gaping wound on her clavicle area. And so they're trying to debride that. Obviously, like open water, mudslide, all that stuff is going to be really nasty. And so the kind of thing they hit at the end of the episode that's like a big deal is, oh no, it's necrotizing fasciitis, the flesh-eating bacteria. And it's right here.
Yeah.
Where
and we don't
where
we don't
your
like
heart
any of that.
And brain are. So
yeah, it's not good. It's not good. And you guys know me. I love a good case of necrotizing fasciitis. I can diagnose it a mile away. It's crazy how quickly these things can turn in my experience. And Jackson displayed that with this case so here. And the second he pulled away the napkin, I said, yeah, that's definitely necrotizing fasciitis. If I've ever seen it.
I'm trying to find because there was a comment about this. Okay. Oh, okay. It was the, this is a teaching hospital, damn it. Via Alicia.
Alicia! Can I also do a quick shout out for Alicia? Remember that one time that I said that no one wished me happy birthday? Alicia wished me a happy birthday, and I just didn't see it. So I take it back. Alicia wished me a happy birthday. I'm a big, big dum-dum. So, anyways, continue. So sorry.
Okay. Necrotizing fasciitis is a rare, severe bacterial infection that destroys soft tissue and is considered a medical emergency. Symptoms include intense pain, swelling, and redness around a wound with pain, most often caused by strep, but can be caused by other infections as well.
Not good.
And then... our good friend Kafwampler, your BFF Kafwampler.
Kafwampler!
She said, want to add, it usually happens in limbs, and I need Carmen specifically to know the other hotspot for it to occur is the perineum. Perineum.
Which is what? What is the perineum?
It's some bit.
Mmm. Like the taint?
I want to say yes.
Like, should we Google it?
Well, yeah, you can. I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to go ahead and not Google perineum.
How do you spell perineum?
P-E-R-I-N-E-U-M.
Perineum. The area of body between the genitals and the anus.
Yes.
The literal taint.
Yes, that's what I thought. That was pretty positive. Because, yeah.
That's scary.
The risk of death is between 25 and 35% if you don't get it treated fast enough.
On necrotizing taint fasciitis?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Eat you from the balls up.
That was not great. Katie added, it's also characterized by a rapid spread of the infection. Hence why you see it on shows. They mark the original like line when they see it. And then if like 5 minutes later, it's, you know, way out of that. That's how they know. Usually diagnosed via CT scan that looks for subcutaneous gas in the area of infection. And if you poke at the area with anything, it basically gives away friable tissue.
Hate it all. Stop necrotizing.
Yeah, it's nasty. Okay, so Sasha has that. So that's bad. Her fiance Brian also is missing for like the first half of the episode, and then he shows up and is fine but has broken ribs, but is like, well, that's fine. I'm just going to keep running around. And Alex is like, if you guys could just not go back out after we have treated you. And I understand like that's like their calling in life is to like be on the scene and help people, and they feel in this situation that's literally what they have trained for, and they feel also if so many of them are down and out of the game, they have to be there to like make up for that and like help these people. I definitely understand that mindset, but I also understand Alex's frustration of like, okay, but you could like, you're now not at your best. So if you go back out, you're at a higher risk for another injury that could end your life.
Yeah. Could you make like a rope and not?
Not.
Please.
Also, like, this is all happening while Lenny, who is the captain, is in surgery.
That he's is the one who his
yeah,
colon
his
po- shit all
his
over
his colon
stuff.
Was shifted in some kind of trauma. I assume something falling on him. His colon was shifted into his chest. So when they put in the chest tube, the thing that came out was his feces, which is insane. So they go into surgery, Owen and April. They are not successful, unfortunately. He does not make it. It's very sad. And you see it really affect Owen, which makes sense because I think it would be easy to kind of make the connection of like, working in the fields, like in the military field versus like the first responders. I think for me, like it makes sense that he would kind of connect those two, and that's likely why it was difficult for him to let go, especially because Lenny was like a leadership position. And he was as well.
There's also that connection too, where Owen believes there's that connection where April should be taking it harder because her fiance is also mm-hmm. a first responder.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that scene when he's doing chest compressions and he's like really trying to save Lenny and he's coding and dead. And he's like, hey, April, did you say yes? Did you say yes?
That's what you thought he was doing. He was like shaming her for not feeling bad enough.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying it was just an interesting, there's a lot of emotions happening, and it was an mm-hmm. interesting scene because he's clearly using that moment to be in denial about losing Lenny.
Yeah, he's definitely, I think it's almost like a juxtaposition of like, well, at least there's a good thing that has happened. And it is like, okay, well, you know, Matthew's a first responder, you know, he's like this guy and these guys are all incredible. Like they do all this work. He does definitely take it hard. And so obviously Lenny dies, they have to tell the firefighters. I don't know why, but when the firefighter, is it Brian or a different one? That's like the chaplain is on his way to tell his wife and daughters. And they say, let's bring her in full lights and sirens for some reason. Mm. Let's bring her in full lights and sirens. I just think about that all the time. Like, almost any time if I see, a lot of times funeral processions here will have a cop at the front or the end, like, driving slowly as a funeral procession does. But, and they'll have their lights on, not the sirens. They'll just have like the lights flashing. Obviously that it's different if it's a police officer funeral. Obviously there's like 100 police cars, but sometimes it'll be like the police cars like escorting, and then it's like the hearse and limo and everything. Anyways, I don't know. I see that a lot, and I'm always like, I just think about that line specifically. I don't know why. That really just sits with me. And then I like often think of her getting out of the car at the end and just being greeted by like all the firefighters waiting for her.
Also,
it's an interesting culture, like the first responders and firefighters and people who are like on call like that, whose job it is to put themselves in danger. There's just like gotta be like a family bond to it. And so then you would obviously like I feel like for me it makes sense that they would know her pretty close as well, as she was his wife.
Sorry. I have multiple people in my life who, one is an active firefighter, and multiple people in my life who are either retired firefighters or like were volunteer firefighters. Mm-hmm. And it's such an interesting job. Like you mm-hmm. think about running into an active fire. Very crazy. Definitely not something that I yearn for. But the calling that they feel, and I think you bring up a really good point that I didn't catch the first time, of Owen feeling that sense of calling to be in the military, etc., mm-hmm. and having that relation to it is definitely very important. So yeah, it's very, very wild. But yeah, when the wife gets out and she is crying, and April's mm-hmm. the one who's there, and she's like, I'm so sorry. She gives her the ring, which is immediately followed by her leering at Jackson.
Yeah.
And you know, there's that, I think Weber's doing the monologue at that point over it about how, you know, like life is fickle and love and some other stuff, you know, you don't get to choose how you die, but you get to choose how you live life.
Decide between Matthew and Jackson.
But it's crazy that they did compressions on that guy for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So it was not looking good. I think it was Brian who said, we'll bring her in full lights and sirens.
Yeah. So that was a bummer storyline. You know, I think it is probably true to a huge like disaster like that, you know, it's unlikely that you would get out without any casualties.
Yeah. Can I also just say, I'm a little annoyed, and it feels like it cheapened the storyline a little bit when they kept saying there's another guy out there. I mean, I guess that's one. I'm like in my head. Yeah, I feel a little bit frustrated. Yeah, because the reveal is that it's the lady, and that's kind of a big reveal.
Yeah.
I guess I take it all back. It felt like when they were like, there's another guy out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like,
he was in the rig.
Yeah, he was in the truck the whole time. But it wasn't his handwriting. It was the lady. She was a monster. She's so good. She went in the Sharpie lady. That was
That's
kind of
maybe
a cool reveal, actually, now that I think about
where you kind of, it makes more sense if I let you watch the episode as it aired. Not the way that we watched it. But I do see, this will be one that kind of maybe we rate next week after we've watched it in its entirety.
Okay, that's fine. Because I'm going to give this episode a fucking one, bro.
It's a lot with the mudslide. That's stressful. Like, I don't like, every time, like, we have mountains here where I live, obviously. We're looking for houses. People are like, oh, are you going to look on the mountain? I'm like, no. What if it slides away?
Yeah, I don't if you're not on the top of the mountain, don't be there.
But that's not a good place either. Because then it just slides all the way down. Versus part of the way.
How often does that,
there's
often does that happen? Do mudslides happen a lot in Chattanooga?
The thing is, it's not a full mudslide like what they're describing, but there have been heavy rains where they're like, well, this road is closed because it washed away. It's not there anymore. And it's a paved road, right? It's not like back roads gravel. It's a road that's just no longer there.
Yeah, that is pretty scary. I don't like that. And no, I guess I'll deal with the snow, I guess.
Well, you could live here and just not live on the mountain. I think you'll be okay.
No, if I'm going to live there, I need to be on the mountain looking down at all the pores.
Unfortunately, that's where the old money lives. You don't have that. The Coke money.
Could Jessica and I marry into the old money together?
You know, I won't say no, but I don't know how much polyamory the really old people money are doing here.
Oh, well, that's because they have enough money to hide it.
I see.
Yeah. So anyways, within those storylines, the lady, it's like she's her fingers are crushed. It's kind of a it is a cool reveal that she's the
one
who was
like
there.
But she is like really harping on her house.
Yeah.
And
like,
so you're
who
like,
who cares about the dead people? What's up with that with my house? It's got this crown molding. Lady, my kitchen has crown molding. I don't care.
Yeah, it's again, I feel like this part of the story taken out of context of the rest of it is like, why are you doing this? Versus the rest of it kind of could stand alone, but this storyline kind of needs to be wrapped up for it to make sense.
Was the crown molding built by a firefighter? Was she making sweet love to that Captain Lenny and his wife didn't know about it?
Who's to say?
You used to say.
Eyes to say, I shan't answer you.
So there was a couple scenes with, I don't think I have much. I mean, the mudslide was like very intense, but there's obviously it's secondary to the Weber.
It's just
and
like
Meredith
a lot
thing.
Of people coming in and out. And then Alex being like, hey guys, donate blood. We don't have any blood. Meredith, try and find us some blood and some medication. Meredith, I like the scene where Meredith tells Alex to hold the baby to calm him down.
Yeah.
Because I have moments like that where I'm like really stressed out and I'm like, let me just hold this baby. And then I'm like, okay, I'm chill now.
Yeah, I have nights that I can't sleep.
As he yawns.
Listen, it's not going to mean anything. I'm going to stay up till 4 in the morning probably. There are nights that I have where I can't sleep and I will just go into Marlo's bedroom and I will just hold her. And I'm like, okay, I could sleep now.
Insane that your children don't wake up. My kids wake up all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Marlo is such a sleeper.
She is. And you know what? No one in the Magnolo household is a morning person. Let me just tell you that.
Yeah. So.
Hell, we're not even night people. I don't even know what we are.
We're not even people.
We're barely even people.
We have 2 hours in the day that we medium function.
Yeah, and I spend them at work sending emails. But I send so many emails in those 2 hours. Whew, holy smokes.
You wouldn't
smokes.
Even believe it.
You wouldn't even believe it. I send 3 emails. So, no, I'm kidding. But so anyways, there's that one guy who, like, he has the writing on his leg, and Owen's like, it's an old military trick. That scene where Alex goes to put some medicine on, and Joe's like, no, he's allergic.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And they're like, how the hell do you know that? She's like, because it's written on his leg in Sharpie. So then they start, Alex is like, let's do that for everybody. Like, let's just keep updating it that way because our charts are still down.
Well, and so Joe's got like these crumpled up,
like tiny notepad papers. Little marriage post-its.
Yeah.
So I swear
to you, if Alex and Joe get married on a post-it, I will lose my mind.
You have to get married on a post-it to work at this hospital. It's the law.
You have to cut an LVAD wire.
Why would she do that? She cut his LVAD wire. Okay. Anything else about the mudslide?
The mudslide,
or Brian, or Sasha.
No, other than there was a scene where they were Joe and Steph were running around and they were trading drugs, and
super
for
cute
their
baby.
For their patients. Yeah, and I think Steph is like, oh yeah, and give me your fucking granola bar.
You have granola bar.
And so that was kind of funny. And yeah, when they yell cute baby, that was a funny scene. But yeah, I think the other things in this episode are a little bit more dramatic and interpersonal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is interesting that within all of these, like in craziness of the storyline, that Alex and Joe are like, we just want a bone.
We just have to have sex. But
now that we've told each other that we love each other.
Is that really where you want to do that for the first time?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean.
And I think that's what Joe is implying when they keep looking around. And it's like, Alex had sex with her friends there. One of her friends is dying. Did you bone her there? Who knows?
Yeah, it's a wild time.
So,
Callie in Arizona.
Woof.
Did you think it was going to go public this quickly?
Yes. Yes. Really? Absolutely. Oh, the second they called the board meeting, I was like, this is not going to end well. And it didn't. It did not end well.
Someone says, who's Dr. Boswell? And Callie just says, it's the woman Arizona had sex with last night. In front of a room full of their friends and colleagues. Just an insane thing to do.
And no one, and I mean no one in that room is comfortable.
Again, tense.
Very tense.
Tense.
So
there's essentially no, I mean, they just have to work together because obviously the world is ending. So like all these people are coming in. They have to you know, see patients. And Callie's like, I will not work with Arizona. I will only work with Bailey because I hate Arizona. And then obviously she has to work with Arizona because of what happens with Richard. And then she basically has to apologize to Leah and be like, sorry, I said that. Obviously, she's a fine surgeon and it's fine and good. And then Arizona's like, we all said things we didn't mean. And I'm like, are you saying that the terrible, hateful things you said are get to be forgiven because Callie said that?
Yeah, it's spicy a bit. The air is a bit thick. Yeah. Not in a good way. The thing with that scene that we see that as the episode goes on, it looks like Arizona has remorse, which I'm glad because she should, because mm-hmm. she cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God Lauren is just gone. Like, get her out of here, right? Like, what the damage has been done. Okay. So the immediate reaction that I had with that scene with Arizona is when she was like, we all said things that we, you know, regret or want to take back or didn't mean, something like that.
Yeah.
My worst case scenario is that Arizona was saying, yeah, like when all those times I told you that I loved you, like I really didn't. I regret
you
it.
You know,
like,
all those times I married you.
Yeah. All those times that when I was going through my healing journey and I begged you to never leave me. Yeah, I didn't mean that.
Let me just say this. I don't know where I saw this. I don't know if it was on, it may have been on a TikTok. I never thought about this before. Arizona blames Callie for cutting off her leg and saving her life, but at no point did Callie ever blame Arizona for that car accident. That was arguably Arizona's fault fully.
She was driving the car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's wild.
Teddy was still in the show back then.
Yeah. Good times.
Henry. She's going to come back. I predict she's going to be back in the next episode.
The next episode? You think she's going to show back up? She's going to slide down that with that mud?
Yeah. Did Henry die? Henry died. Yeah, Henry died. Yes, yeah, yes, 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 yes. Stop.
He had to go be B613.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot. I don't know how. Like, I for a second there, I was like, did he even die? And, like, it was a gigantic plot hole, and it ruined her and Owen's friendship and almost caused Christina to second guess and question everything in her entire life. I almost forgot about that. You know what I'm not going to forget about is capitalism. We should let's just take a quick capitalism, and we'll keep talking about Cali and Arizona, and then we'll talk about I think predictions and other stuff. But we'll be back. Capitalism, buy something.
If you're listening to this podcast, it means, like us, you also have a true appreciation for medical dramas and primetime TV procedurals.
And that's why we want to tell you about a podcast that you should check out. It's called the One Chicago Podcast, and it's the official exclusive behind-the-scenes look at some of the most iconic TV series on right now, including Chicago Fire, Chicago PD, and Chicago Med. The podcast comes from the series creators themselves, Wolf Entertainment, the folks also behind Law & Order.
Each episode joins host and former Chicago cop turned Chicago PD producer, Brian Lucci, as he's joined by the actors, producers, and writers behind the epic One Chicago universe, including a chat with the showrunner of Chicago Med, Alan McDonald, about what it really takes to keep a medical procedural show as real as possible.
Now, we checked out a few episodes of the One Chicago podcast, and here's what we thought. No spoilies! You've heard it, you know it. Listen to the One Chicago Podcast. Search for One Chicago Podcast in your podcast app. That's One Chicago Podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
And we are back. I didn't buy anything tonight.
If you buy something, if you have to buy someone something for Christmas and you can buy small. That's just nice. It makes people feel nice. You can also gift
Pokemon
people
cards,
Patreon
cards are small.
Memberships.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Grey's Academy Patreon is the best gift that you can give this holiday season. Short of gifting me Pokemon cards.
Okay. So, what about Cali and Arizona? What are your feelings? What are your thoughts?
So again, I immediately went to Arizona, like, trying to be a mean person, and then she didn't. She, like, felt bad, which is good. There was a moment where going into a surgery, I forget who was having the surgery, but Callie was like, Leah, you're with me because Arizona is not even like a real general surgeon.
Yeah.
And there's that moment where Callie takes the high road and she says, hey, Leah, like earlier I implied that Dr. Robbins is, not a real general surgeon. I lied or I misspoke. Like she's a great general surgeon. So Callie takes the high road. When Callie is holding the baby and she's reminiscing on the time that Weber caught her dancing in her underwear in the limb room of the hospital.
The limb room was weird for me, too. I was like, the fuck is the limb room?
So I imagine it's where the prosthetic limbs are stored, or worse, it's just cadavered limbs.
It
and she really was just around arms
limbs.
And legs, right? It couldn't be, right?
But also, I don't think it would be prosthetics because you have to be like fitted for a prosthetic. You don't just like, they're not just a bunch of them in a room.
There's so many things left unanswered with that one line alone.
Yeah.
Because I swear to you, would never have guessed looking at it in all the scenes that we see her in that there's limbs and it's the limb room.
Yeah.
Anyways,
unsettling
so
to think about.
Unsettling at best. So she's basically telling Meredith, like, I don't dance in my underwear anymore. And I think that's kind of like a realization for her.
I'm not okay.
I don't remember if that came before or
that's
after.
That's like near
she
the end
tells...
of the episode.
Okay, yeah. You're right. So I think Callie's also having some regret. I think Callie is realizing, like, maybe I'm not as happy as I used to be. Maybe I was happier with Han. I don't know. Like, maybe we bring her back. Maybe I find a George lookalike contest winner and marry them. And maybe they won't cheat on me. I don't know what she's thinking.
That would be a time. So, I mean...
Do it all.
Let's just make a Cali and Arizona prediction for this season on a whole.
The season on a whole will involve it's going to be kind of like the Derek and Addison thing. Callie in Arizona, they're going to say that they can get over it. Callie's going to say, of course I can forgive you, Arizona. Or Arizona's going to say, I can really try to be better. And Callie's going to get jealous or freaked out every time that Arizona says anything or talks to any woman. And it's just going to be unlivable of a situation for them. And they're going to get divorced, sadly. Or they need to go to another hospital for a fresh start, which I think I've said about them before, and that's how they leave the show. But I don't really know anything.
It is true. You don't know anything. I would agree with that sentence.
Yeah. Like, I know nothing about anything.
So you think if they break up, it'll be because Callie, like, can't get the trust back, essentially?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Or it's going to be like Arizona realizing that that was her out and she wished she would have taken it. And she is actually unhappy and doesn't want to actually be with Callie.
Because of the leg. So dumb.
So either way, I have a feeling that Dr. Boswell is going to come back at one point.
So you think she'll come back and just like hash it out with Arizona? You think she'll come back and they'll like be together?
Maybe. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. That is kind of premise. Just yeah, watch so, the show you're talking about.
Fucking hate that review. What a dumb so asshole.
Funny. That's so funny.
What is she hiding has been quiet and has not changed their five-star review.
She can't go up to
review.
A six-star review.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I think this season is going to be them kind of figuring it out. I think ultimately, I think my prediction, official prediction, is ultimately they're going to get divorced. But they're going to spend all season kind of trying to navigate it and then
back and
forth. Being unsuccessful. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what else do we need to talk about?
Is the baby really named Derek Bailey?
Yeah.
What a dumb name.
Well, you are being mean about that name.
I would have preferred if the first name was Bailey.
All right, settle down. It's not that big a deal for people to go by middle names.
The people who go by middle names
are the
scum,
best people.
Scum of the earth.
Okay.
But people who have the same first name as their fathers are also the scum of the
trash
earth.
Garbage.
Neither of those two categories of people deserve any happiness in life.
They definitely shouldn't have podcasts.
Ugh. So funny.
Do you actually... Why? I don't understand why you're so hung up on this baby's name.
I feel like it's a little bit of a bait and switch. They said the baby's name is Bailey, but then today they said it's Derek Bailey.
Okay. But they're going to call the baby Bailey.
Well, why don't they just call it Tuck for short?
Don't even get me started. That one's not even a real thing. That one's so dumb.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't think there's anything else that I have to talk about with the storyline with Callie in Arizona. There was Let's see.
I do need to mention that, like, just at the very beginning when Jackson and April are in there together and then Steph, like, sprints in and she's like, oh my god, I just heard. Yikes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So awkward.
Yikes on bikes. You're welcome.
What else even happened in this episode? I feel like there's got to be more. Did we miss something?
I think probably.
Meredith having that scene with Alex, and it was very cute, and he tells them about Weber and Heather both basically being dead. Very cute. And the scene, I forgot, yeah, Shane's just a lying sack of shit. The Captain, Sasha, Weber, Heather. No, like we've talked about everything. I think we've done it. I think we've successfully done an episode.
Yeah, I think so too. It's just, again, this is on me for it not being essentially a full episode as it should be. So it feels like we're missing stuff because we're missing the conclusion of every single plot. So, but the good news is that I'm not going to do our Discord questions because they are geared for like the whole of it.
The whole thing. Okay.
Yeah. So we will do all of those next week, but, we did, I just forgot what I was going to say, but we did get a request. Here we go. For you to make just like a broad sweeping, just season 10 prediction, just like not necessarily about anyone specific, just like about the hospital, the show, the season on a whole.
So I don't know all of the timeline of the lore of Shonda leaving ABC or Disney, but I imagine it wasn't, hey, in the middle of the season, I'm done and I'm walking away. I feel like it was something that was kind of like a premeditated thing. It was very clear that this was her last season. So I have this feeling that season 10, my bold prediction for season 10 is that season 10 is going to be my favorite season of Grey's Anatomy.
Up until now, what would you say your favorite season's been?
I feel like based on the rankings, it's either like 7 or 8. Right? Mm-hmm. Did I have the most fives in 7 or 8? I don't know. I would have to go back and look at that. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like the season, not season 7, because I was annoyed with the length of the Christina healing journey and all of that after the shooting. Maybe season 6 or season 8, if I had to go back and look at it. That's just a gut reaction with no data to go off of.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've just kind of got this feeling where Shonda's really gonna try to outdo herself and set the next person who comes in for failure because she wants to make such a great season. And she's gonna put all of her ideas out there and like really make it crazy.
So you're saying like overall prediction. Are you saying setting up for failure with intention or just setting them up to basically like it just would be hard to follow?
It's going to be so hard for anyone to follow.
Okay. So let's make some other.
Is that an okay prediction for that? Is that that's okay.
We didn't like just okay. The Christina and Owen, I know I said it before, but I am going to say it again. They don't feel broken up enough. They only gave them a couple scenes together. But they weren't miserable or upset about it.
Yeah. And neither of them were being an asshole to each other.
No. And it's like when she takes his phone and she's like, oh, do this. And then he just like gives her a little like chuckle and he's like, such a challenging person. And she's like,
I'm going to enjoy having makeup sex with you tonight when we unbreak up.
Yeah, for the quote unquote closure, it doesn't feel very closed. Mm. I don't like that.
Yeah, feels pretty open. Feels pretty vague.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I would say that it is not a storyline that I'm enjoying. The tossing up of the flipping of the coin.
Right. Okay, I back on with Bailey's back. Absolutely 100%. I would agree with that. I think this is a good between last episode and this episode, I think it's a really good way to kind of push her back into the Bailey that we know and love. And it makes a lot of sense that like these are the circumstances that would create the motivation for her to get back to who we have come to adore so much.
Yeah.
So do you have Agreed. Any prediction for Bailey for the season? You know what we didn't talk about? Is when Bailey says, I'm an attending and you're a fellow, and Christina goes, well, I own the hospital, so you work for me.
Oh my gosh.
Because I love Christina Yang, but that was not the move, girl. I did not like that.
No, yeah, that was icky. You're right. I specifically saw that scene and I was like, I hate this power dynamic.
Yeah, I did want to call that out because I know that I love Christina and I will like really let her get away with a lot, but I did want to call that out because that is not the vibe. I did not like that. That's not how we deal with shit.
No, very icky. It's when you demand that like you're the boss or that you're this like patriarchal figure in people's lives that I hate, right. You know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You will respect me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a line from Game of Thrones where this terrible character is the king and he's always constantly like telling people, I am your king, like blah blah blah, all this stuff. And someone says something along the lines of, if you have to constantly tell everyone that you're the king, then you're not a very good king. Or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just did not like that. I mean, really. As soon as there's any disagreement about the level of form of care, like it's weird that Owen has to be like, hey, did you check his directive? Because like they should have done that already. They're competent people. They should have already done that. So, but yeah, I hated that. And I did want to mention that was did not like.
Yeah, it's not good because they can do that anytime they want. It's just like when they would go and be like, everyone, hey, do we want to do a quick vote against Jackson right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's icky. It is icky.
Yeah. Okay, so then what else was I going to ask? Another prediction. Oh, just what do you think? You said you think Richard will live.
I do, yeah.
So what do you think? Is he just going to wake up and be fine? Is there going to be a recovery? Is he going to wake up and be like, you know what? I'm so sick of you motherfuckers. I'm actually going to retire. Like, what do you think is going to be the result of this, everything that they're doing?
Unfortunately, it's going to be the opposite. I think he's going to wake up with a renewed sense of purpose and want to become the...
he's going like, to be reinvigorated.
I'm ready to be chief again.
All that lactate has excited me again.
The lactate is just pouring out of me. I feel so electric all the time.
Stop.
What was the name of that TV show? Static Shock?
I have no idea what show that is.
Is that his name? Static? DJ?
DJ Jazzy Jeff? What?
No, not that one. Static, hold on. Static Shock. Static Shock TV show. What was it? Yeah, Static Shock was the TV show.
I have no idea what show you're talking about. I've never heard of this.
No? Hold on, let me flip this picture here. You don't remember this guy? This guy never...
No, that looks like knockoff Danny Phantom.
Well, this guy came way before Danny Phantom.
Interesting.
But the overview is, accidental exposure to an experimental mutagen leaves geeky high school student Virgil with superpowers.
Virgil, he's a geek. What do you think is going to happen if you name your kid Virgil? My God.
Yeah. Able to control electromagnetic forces, he channels his newfound powers to fight evil. Aided by his pal Osgood, who builds gadgets to help Virgil fight crime.
Osgood and Virgil. Mm. Those goobers. Anyways,
yeah.
So you think Richard will just wake up and be like, yay, everything's great. Medicine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
And then him, Virgil, and Osgood will fight by night. They'll fight crime.
Okay, and then you think that Callie in Arizona... Okay, I feel like you just predicted just that they'll either be fine or they won't be fine.
Well, yeah, those are two very good predictions, both with 50-50% chance likelihood.
Yeah, you do like to do that thing where you're trying
to never be wrong. It's covering called my hedging, bases. Hedging your bets. No, I'm going to make the official prediction that Callie and Arizona will be divorced by the end of the season.
Okay. And then doodly doo doo. Anything for Alex and Joe?
Yeah, they're going to get married. I just love them so much together. But their first time boning needs to not be in the hospital. It just needs, it need not be in the hospital.
That feels like a fair request. Meredith and Derek and the baby.
Everything's going to be fine. They're going to be okay. I'm wishing all good luck. I'm predicting all smooth sailing. Meredith's had enough bad luck. She's going to get a streak of good luck. This kid isn't even going to get an ear infection in their first year of life.
I wish that for everybody. I would not. Yeah. I wish just the years of no ear infections for every parent. That's what I wish for everybody. Christina and Owen, we talked about, do you think Shane will tell anybody other than the interns about his involvement?
I sure fucking hope he does, but I don't know that he will. Actually, it will, because they're gonna have to, like, narc on him.
Mm-hmm. And then what would happen?
He killed Heather. I just think that he would get blacklisted and no one would treat him kindly, and he would eventually have to quit and, like, go start a new life somewhere else.
Mm.
Like Canada.
Oh, Canada. Chile.
Mm. No, Canada. Chile's a whole different continent.
Yeah, Chile's warm. Historically. And, okay, well, I think that might be it. Do you have any other predictions you want to make?
I predict that you and I are going to have a great season 10. I predict we're going to have a great 2026, which I know we're not at the end of the year yet, but it's just been so fun. And I feel so reinvigorated with all the wrapped stuff. I'm still just having so fun.
On our Patreon chat before this episode. We love December because we get to see everyone's Spotify wraps and we are on them, and that makes us so happy, and we love getting tagged in them, and we're trying to reshare all the ones that we see. So just note, if you do have a private profile and you, like, tag us in it and I don't respond, it's because I can't see it. So I'm sorry, but I'm doing my best, all the ones that I do see, to respond to and to share them. And it's just cool. And we love you guys. And we're so grateful for all the support from you. And it just drives it back home. And we've just been getting a lot of messages lately about people and, like, specific moments in their lives that they've been glad to have this show to something to, like, listen to and bring some giggles to on, like, not great days. So we hope we can be that for everyone, and we just appreciate you guys. And, you know, I know sometimes our schedules are crazy and wonky, and sometimes we have large gaps of silence, and sometimes we have technical difficulties, and we just like doing this. We would love to do it for only this. Like, we would love for this to just get to be our full-time jobs. That would be delightful. That is not our current reality. We do our best to make it work to get an episode out every week to you guys. And we just really appreciate everyone's patience and support, and that you guys actually enjoy this and that you tell everybody. And we just love it so much. It's just, we have a good time. We're just silly little goobs watching a great show.
We are.
And we get to share that with people, and it's really fun.
We are the gratefulest, silliest, littlest, goobiest goobs that you listened to.
But just make sure you keep telling people about us, because, you know, we also get a Spotify wrapped. And we had something like 700% growth this year as far as listeners. And that comes from you guys telling other people that you found us and that you think they'll enjoy us. And just, we appreciate that. And we love it. And we love, you know, getting found by new people. So just keep on doing that for us, and we just appreciate it so much. You can find everything at graysacademypod.com. That'll have our socials, merch, information, all the things. And then you can also email graceacademypod@gmail.com or message the Instagram. And I'm on those things pretty regularly. So get back to you whenever I get the moment in the chaos of the end of the year. But it just makes us feel very, very loved and seen and heard, quite literally, very heard, to see all the Spotify raps and you guys just hanging out with you guys on your phones, in your cars, and your chores, on your errands, on your commutes. And it's just really cool to have built a little community around this show that is so old and just still going. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, this show is old enough to drink alcohol in the United States.
Yeah. It's so true. So thank you guys so much. And just remember, if you see Carmen battling the snowy streets of Chicago whilst he has the world's biggest yawn, you can stop him and ask for a high five.
It really, that yawn did not stop. I'm so sorry.
It was really a large one.
Woo, doggy. If you see me walking on the streets, just, remember the no spoilies. We appreciate you all. And we will see you all in the next one.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.